When we come back, yesterday we were talking to the Canadian Taxpayers Federation about the horrendous debt that we have in Ontario, $272 billion. Well, the folks who don't get much respect, but they have some of the most intriguing ideas about how to deal with Ontario's mammoth budget deficit. The Ontario Freedom Party out with a statement today. We'll talk to leader Paul McKeever in just a moment right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
You're listening to London Today with Andy Udman. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can email londontoday@cjbk.com or call 519-643-1290.
18 minutes now after 11 o'clock. It's one of the questions I get asked the most on this program. Who the heck is Bob Metz? Who the heck is Bob Metz? And most folks think he makes a heck of a lot of sense, and some think he's way out there. One thing is very clear. We very much appreciate all the calls to this program that Bob Metz makes. He's an unabashed member of the Freedom Party of Ontario, and when you see how the other parties are struggling in Ontario and what a horrendous mess we're in this province, you know what? We should be open to all ideas, especially when they're as well articulated and thought out as those of Bob Metz and his buddy, Paul McKeever, who is the leader of the Freedom Party of Ontario. The Freedom Party is out with a statement today releasing Ontario's only balanced budget plan. Now, it was just yesterday we talked to the Canadian Federation, the Taxpayers Federation, spokesperson Candace Malcolm, who gave us the latest figures on the Ontario debt. And we're right up there around 272 billion. How we're going to pay for that in the province of Ontario, which is, as I keep saying, sliding into Lake Erie because of one disastrous decision after another. Wind turbines, green energy, right at the top of the list. Anyway, we love to hear new and fresh ideas, and that's why we're joined this morning by Paul McKeever. Paul McKeever, how are you this morning?
I'm well, Andy. How are you?
Could you answer the question, who the heck is Bob Metz? And who are these guys who call themselves the Freedom Party?
Well, I guess the closest thing you could come to is to say that we're the party for fiscal responsibility, and apparently we're the only one left in this province.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And boy, do we need some fiscal responsibility. It may be too late. But the Freedom Party, Paul, I guess there's one of those performers, those comedians, who you would relate to when he said he just couldn't get no respect. And it seems the Freedom Party has that same issue.
Well, it's turning around. It's been a gradual process, but especially over the last, I'd say, 4 years, we've really seen a lot better response. I think it's, when you're sort of crowded out by the Mike Harris's in like 1995, people aren't paying as much attention to the other guys who are also saying balance the budget. But there's nobody right now saying balance the budget, and except Freedom Party. So I think we're getting a little bit more sunshine on our shoulders these days.
Why is it, though, when I talk to people, they always go, well, gee, I really like some of the things that Bob Metz says, but who are these people in the Freedom Party? And they, aren't they kind of a fringe bunch of brainiacs? Who are they, really, Bob? Are they normal people in the Freedom Party?
Quite normal, Andy. You know, the thing, right now I'm on my way to a law office. I'm an employment lawyer. And what I do every day is I see people who have lost their jobs or who want to dismiss people because they can no longer do business in the province, and I help them with their problems. That's what I do for a living. I have two children. I have a loving wife, and she works as well. And we're all just trying to get by. There's a lot of struggling going on in Ontario right now. There's a lot of talk about how there's a big economic rebound, but that's garbage. I'm seeing the jobs go off to China and India on a daily basis. And I'm telling you, Andy, my business is doing very well. Why? Because everybody's losing their job. That's not a good sign. Not for Ontario. It helps my wallet, sure.
You're at the bottom of the cliff catching all the people who are coming over and trying to put Humpty Dumpty back together again.
Well, I sometimes joke. It's me and undertakers, So this is the problem. You have very normal people who are just not willing to spend their time or their money on the NDP, the Liberals, or the PCs anymore. They're sick and tired of politics. They don't think that those parties will do anything for them. And in some cases, they're just giving up on politics altogether. And so by reaching out to those people and saying, no, wait a minute, there's still one party out there, Freedom Party, that's saying balance the budget, and here's exactly how to do it, which is what we're doing with our 2014 opposition budget today, we're hoping that the rest of the people in Ontario will finally say, you know what, enough's enough. I'm going Freedom Party.
Well, you're certainly a bold and brave man if you think you can fix Ontario. Paul, $272 billion, where do we even start?
Well, the main problem right now isn't so much the debt as the deficit, which is scheduled to balloon by any credible estimates, way beyond the current, you know, $9 to $12 billion that we keep getting from the Liberals lately. We're looking at deficits that are probably going to reach $30 billion within the next few years. And the main reason is that our healthcare expenses are spiraling out of control, mostly because there's no competition going on there. So what we're saying is that it's time to reverse the decision that was made in 1969. It's time to restore competition and choice in healthcare. Doing that alone, that's, keep in mind, healthcare is 60% of every Ontario tax dollar. The 40% that remains is consumed entirely by education and interest payments on the debt. And that means everything else that the government does, you know, 23 other ministries, are entirely financed by handouts from the federal government and little fees like licensing fees and also borrowing. And that's what's going to continue to happen because our healthcare costs are spiraling as the population ages. So what we need is competition in health insurance. That means reversing the Progressive Conservatives' 1969 banning of private health alternatives and letting people decide whether they want to buy OHIP or buy from a private provider of health insurance.
How would that work, Paul?
Exactly the same as now. You could choose to stay with OHIP, in which case you'd send in the current cost of per capita for OHIP is $3,515. So you would pay your $35.15 to the OHIP Corporation, which would be a Crown Corporation. Or you would pay to your Blue Cross or to your doctor's nonprofit organization like they used to have in the 60s. The physicians had a nonprofit health insurance plan. And for those people who, for example, are on a disability and can't afford to pay the premium because they can't work, we've budgeted in our opposition budget $1.5 billion to ensure that every single person unable to work and earn their $3,515 premium would have it. So there's zero risk to the disabled in Ontario.
Okay, so number one, allowing private health care. Number two?
Well, that's the biggie. We're saying that's the focus. But the result of taking health care off budget is that all of those various taxes that have been imposed, and trust me, there's about six or seven of them, that go entirely into the health care tax funding with taxes, those would come off the books as well. So we would have a one-tax system, just the HST. There would be no more gasoline tax, tobacco tax, fuel tax, etc. We would simplify and we'd have just the HST, which is collected at the expense of the federal government, not the provincial government. So it's a $0.9 billion tax collection savings as well. So we simplify the tax system, we get the tax rates down, and we introduce choice in healthcare premiums, and we will find that Ontario will be the most attractive place not only to set up jobs but to declare profits. There's a practice in the world right now. Sell your goods, you know, you make your profits where you're not selling your goods because where the tax rates are lower. You make your profits where the tax rates are lower, and that's what we've got to do in Ontario, make those tax rates low so that the profits, the earnings, the jobs become centered in Ontario. In North America, we would be one of only four jurisdictions as a result that didn't have, for example, the personal income tax at the provincial level. There would still be a federal income tax, but not a provincial income tax.
I hate to make a very crude comparison, but I want to do it because it's shocking and people will remember it and they'll wrap their mind around how serious this is. I'm comparing the province of Ontario to this cat in Sarnia, shot in the head 17 times, now blind in one eye, a sore leg. Can we survive, Paul, in the province of Ontario?
Absolutely, but we have to step up to the plate, and that's what Freedom Party is doing. And, you know, it's not going to be easy for people who just want to see everything to stay the same, status quo. But we've got three-party leaders out there, Andy, that are doing exactly that. They're saying, we're not going to change anything in healthcare, education, or welfare. Well, our plan demonstrates that if that's the position you're going to take, you will never balance the budget. There are five major errors, and we lay them all out in our budget plan to show you five ways you cannot balance the budget. And there are the five ways that we keep hearing Kathleen Wynne and Tim Hudak suggest: cutting red tape and eliminating weight. You can't do it. The other thing is that we're protesting in this budget this notion presented not only by the Wynne Liberals but by the other parties that middle-aged, healthy people should be signing up for believe it or not, lethal injections in the event they become incapacitated and unable to express their decision about whether or not they wish to have heroic efforts or end-of-life intervention. And this is set out in a budget context. It was actually set out in the Drummond Report. They've adopted this holus bolus. I can't believe it. To me, it looks like just another return to Logan's Run, and that's how we're referring to it. If you can't afford to make people well or to treat them until they die, have them sign an agreement that just says, hey, we'll off you. Now, to me, that is not moral. That is not a good way to balance the budget, even if only in part. And that is literally what these ghoulish proposals are suggesting at this point. It's documented in the budget, and I hope your listeners will read it, because we document, we provide the quotations right from the premier, from the leader of the PC party, from the NDP. They're all signing on to this idea that, hey, if you can't take care of the old and disabled, let's encourage them.
We're almost out of time, Paul. The release you sent us this morning shows Queen's Park, and in front of Queen's Park is an elephant standing on its head. The significance?
Well, first of all, it's balancing, because this is Ontario's only balanced budget. And secondly, it's a big, big budget, a big mammoth problem that has to be solved. So we wanted to shock everybody's attention to the budget document. I think we've done that. And we hope that this shocks the people at Queen's Park just as much as they enter into budget negotiations, because if they're not going to do it, our candidates are going to do it for them.
Paul McKeever, appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Okay, 11:30 news update when we come back.